Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome back to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, where every week we bring you real conversations with some of the smartest minds and most experienced people in the world of health, fitness, performance, and personal growth. If you're new here, the show is about helping you live a stronger, healthier, and more intentioned life. We cover everything from nutrition and training to mindset, longevity, and the latest innovations in wellness. I built this platform because I believe if you can master your health and your mindset, you can master every other part of your life. Now, sometimes we talk about the foundational things like sleep, your diet, movement. Other times, like today, we go right to the edge of what is possible into areas that are more advanced and more controversial and more misunderstood than ever. And that's where our guest today shines. Dylan Gemelli is back with us. You've been with us for a little bit now. You'll remember he brought the heat last time he was here. Dylan's a certified personal trainer, nutrition expert, and cellular health coach. He spent years studying and teaching on the performance of enhancement, biohacking, and recovery. He's got a massive online following of 1.5 million on Instagram because he doesn't really sugarcoat anything. He brings you the science, the experience, and the truth, even when it challenges the popular opinion. So today, we're going to have the kind of conversations you almost never get in mainstream media. We're talking peptides, SARMs, and anabolic steroids, and what they are, how they work, and what's really safe, and what's risky, and how do you correctly use them, if at all, in a way that aligns with your long-term health. We're also going to talk about peptides like BPC-157 and TB-500 compounds that are known for speeding up injury recovery, supporting gut health, and reducing inflammation. You'll learn how these are different from traditional steroids and why some of these athletes, these weekend warriors, and even people dealing with chronic pain are turning to them. So over the next three segments, we'll break it all down. First, what these substances are, the myths around them. Second, how to approach them responsibly, and everything from blood work to proper dosing to avoid the biggest mistakes people make. And third, how the tools fit into the bigger picture of longevity, mental health, and living life that's not just long, but high quality. So whether you're here because you want to build muscle, recover from an injury, slow the effects of aging, or just satisfy your curiosity, you're going to walk away with today's episode with real, usable knowledge that you can apply to your own life. I'm Blake Byrne, and we'll be right back with more Live Better after this.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome aboard. I'm Blake Byrne, and this is Live Better, the weekly program aimed at providing the best conversations on health and wellness right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. If you're new to Live Better, you're tuning into a deeper kind of health conversation, one that merges science, performance, and the real-world wisdom. And today, we've got a guest who's been championing exactly that, Dylan Gemelli. He isn't just another fitness influencer. He's a cellular health coach, biohacker, and educator who leads with evidence, experience, and integrity. Dylan runs the Dylan Gemelli Podcast, a show dedicated to uncovering the truth behind health trends, everything from mitochondria and hormone optimization to peptides, SARMs, and longevity science. He's amassed over 1.5 million Instagram followers and a thriving YouTube channel. Dylan's reach is massive, but his mission is personal. He's a God-first family man who's turned his life around through faith, discipline, and learning. So whether you're curious about peptides, cellular health, or performance, or just long-term wellness, Dylan's insights today are going to be invaluable. Dylan, it's great to have you back on. Let's kick this off. How are you doing?
I'm good, brother. Good to be back with you today.
Of course, and I appreciate you taking time to squeeze in a little bit of Live Better with us today.
Yeah, you got it, man. Whatever I can do to help you out, I'm happy to do it.
I appreciate that big time. So let's jump right into it. I know for a lot of people listening, the terms peptides, SARMs, steroids, all kind of get lumped into the same bucket, but in reality, they're very different in how they work, what they're used for, the risk involved. And when people don't understand those differences, that's where mistakes happen, whether it's starting something they don't need, using it the wrong way, or having unrealistic expectations about what it can do for them. So in the simplest way possible, can you break down peptides, SARMs, and steroids and how they're different?
Well, I mean, they're extremely different. When we're looking at anabolic steroids, I mean, let's look at it from the perspective of what an everyday person looks at them. They just automatically assume, well, we're going to get big, we're going to get strong, we're going to, you know, go turn into Mr. Olympia overnight. And while there are aspects of that that are true, you are certainly going to get bigger and stronger. It's going to come with a price. And just so we know, anabolic androgenic steroids. Okay, so these are androgenic and they carry a ton of side effects. Now, all steroids are derived from testosterone. And when we are taking testosterone, when you're injecting testosterone, if you're not taking testosterone replacement therapy at the therapeutic dose and you're doing over that amount, you're using steroids. You can try to get around it however you want or look at it from any sort of way. You're cycling steroids. All right. Anabolic steroids are, simply put, synthetic derivatives of testosterone. Okay. Now, they're altered to have certain functions. Some are altered in manners that can cause a lot of harm, but can do a lot of crazy things. Let's look at trenbolone, for example. That to most is the king of steroids, and I'm not going to argue against what it can do. It can certainly do a ton, but at what cost? And that's the things that people have to look at and understand. These drugs, they can cause you such severe harm, especially to your heart, your cholesterol, your kidneys, your liver, depending upon what we're using. So they come with a very, 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 very high cost. Now, when we look at SARMs, those are selective androgen receptor modulators. Those were really, originally SARMs were designed to treat muscle wastage, people suffering from things like HIV, osteoporosis, cancer, diseases that eat away at your muscle. And a lot of people were looking to those as alternative forms because a lot of steroids were used for that kind of treatment before, an Anadrol, an Anabar. But what they were finding was, back then when they were testing them in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, while these work, they're causing a lot of harm to a lot of people. And so SARMs were an alternative to that in that regard. And also then bodybuilders start to use them as an alternative to steroids with, not the same kind of effect, but a pretty damn strong effect while not carrying a lot of the side effects. The problem is they weren't studied long enough. And I've even come out and said recently, where I was wrong on SARMs, and a lot of this is due to newer SARMs coming out and them being more developed like steroids at the strength and structure. But I'm seeing more and more bad blood panels with them. More liver toxicity is one that I'm starting to see a lot more suppression than I've ever seen. And that's partly due to newer SARMs coming out, newer structures, but also people misusing them, people misunderstanding them. And so I'm not as pro SARMs as I used to be in the past for multitudes of reasons, and things over time, happen and come out and you read and learn and understand more. I definitely like them as an alternative to steroids in terms of side effects, but on the same token, we're seeing more than we ever had in the past. And we've got your peptides, which are my main area now and the area of most, because peptides are just short chains of amino acids. That's it. They're involved in cell signaling, hormone regulation, immune responses. You can even find them in some foods, realistically. So peptides are very, very easy to understand if they're broken down properly. They're really formed by just simply piecing together or linking together amino acids. And they act as signaling molecules, hormones, neurotransmitters, and they influence a whole wide variety and range of bodily functions. And they're used in medicines, and bodybuilders used them in the past because there's growth-releasing hormone peptides. We've got GLP-1s for weight loss, your Ozempic, your retatrutide, your tirzepatide. We've got healing compounds. Everybody knows BPC-157, but we can get into things, and I've got content coming out on peptides that you should know about or that you don't and you should, and that are not quite as prevalently discussed, and we can talk about that. But, peptides are the wave of the future, and definitely my more area of desirable expertise to convey to people at this point, safest, most effective, most wide varieties of use.
Yeah, I would love to dive into peptides that, people should know about or don't know about. But before we get into that, one thing is, how many people really need to just take accountability in their life before taking these drugs or peptides, however you want to label them? I ask that question because a lot of people, I feel like they turn to the easy way out, or not the easy way out, but necessarily they turn to things before they actually start making changes in their diet, showing up at the gym, doing these things. How many people actually need to take these peptides to supplement for something that they truly cannot get through taking action or accountability in their life?
Oh, dude, I mean, like 95% of the people that think there's a shortcut and they just want to take a shortcut and have no idea what they're even doing or don't want to make the effort or tell me they've reached a plateau at 23 years old and they're lifting, which is the most absurd thing I ever heard in my life. I mean, I've heard it all, seen it all, done it all. Look, like, here's the breakdown that I give to everybody, and I'll give it to your listeners because this is as accurate as you're going to get, and this is a hard, hard, hard truth. We're going to take three aspects that are involved in your life that revolve around your results that you're going to obtain. We've got diet, we've got training, and then we've got supplements, and supplements could be basic everyday things like creatine, or we could go as far as saying anabolic steroids and everything in between, peptides, SARMs, whatever. Okay, so we got your three areas where these are going to be the three areas, if you're looking at a pie chart, that are going to be what you're focused on for gains, all right, making gains, but also health, longevity, all of that together. 70 to 75% of that whole circular pie chart is diet. 20 to 25% of that whole circular pie chart is training. So what does that leave us for everything else? 2.5 to 5%. Because even anabolic steroids, yes, professional bodybuilder, you're not going to go get a pro card without those, but those guys have massive genetics. They have massive work ethic. And it's just, they already have a heads up on most people that use them. So what are we gaining there? Because I'll tell you what you're gaining with, like, throwing in steroids and everything. Quick fixes to problems that are going to have no long-term answer. How many guys do you see in their 50s that were these big, massive bodybuilders that are torn down, that are shells of themselves, and you look at them and ask what happened, and they're suffering from poor health, and they look shriveled up, and they can't move, they're in wheelchairs, they can't walk, their quality of life is gone, and mind you, what? Is even a large amount of money worth that? Is having a pro card worth that? Like, how can we substantiate any of that being worth it? And I ask that as a rhetorical question because the answer is it's not.
I like that. I definitely agree. It's not about just living long. It's about a high-quality life. But we're talking to Dylan Gemmelli. We have a little break coming up here, so we'll be right back after this with more.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Thank you for staying buckled in with us. Welcome back to Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and you're tuned in to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're back with Dylan Gamelli. Now, Dylan, you're mentioning how you have a video or you're about to post something about peptides that people don't know about or people that they should know about. Can you touch upon that a little bit? I don't know a whole lot of compounds myself. I mean, I know BPC-157. I was taking that for my Crohn's disease. To help with that, I know a little bit about TB500, and I heard a little bit about Retta. Are you able to dive into those a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, those are really the like more mainstream ones that everybody knows about that you can get really unlimited information about. I mean, and it's readily available stuff that everybody talks about. So the most common, here, let me give you a list of the most common ones, and then we'll kind of touch on maybe some ones that we are not as common, and I'll tell you why they're not as common. So, first, they're GLP-1. So you mentioned Retta, that's Retatrutide. Now, Retatrutide is still going through clinical studies. It's not actually able to be, quote-unquote, prescribed, you know, or supposedly made at compounding pharmacies. You can easily go get it online at underground laboratories, which I will give some recommendations on that as well to your listeners on where to go. To buy it. Then we've got your Ozempic or your Semaglutide or Wegovy, and then your Tirzepatide or Mounjaro, and those are just other names for it. But those are your three GLP-1s, Ozempic being the first that come out, Tirzepatide being the second, and Retatrutide now being the third, and Retatrutide being the far superior of the three, where Ozempic at first, you know, was the one that everybody was freaking out about, and now is the one that carries the most side effects with the least effectiveness, but still works. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it doesn't work, but it's what happens with these is one will come out, it'll be a big craze, and then they'll just progressively get better, right? So those are your GLP-1s, and those are mainly used. People look at those and view them as used for weight loss only, but those were actually created to, you know, treat diabetes and to fix A1C, you know, people that are struggling in that. And then secondarily, they find, wow, this is a great weight loss drug. And then when it comes to weight loss, that's everybody. When you have something that affects weight loss or hair, those are the two things that everybody flips out about the most. That if you go online and look, and then the healing with the BPC, I would say, is third. But if you look online for the forums and the groups, what are people looking for the most? Fat loss is going to be one. Fixing hair loss is going to be two. Healing is going to be three. Okay? So we look at it from that aspect. You brought up BPC-157. That has been, for several years, and I will say rightfully so, one of the most talked about, most popular compounds out there. Why? Because of the way that it helps to heal. Let's talk about like speeding up. Let's say you tear your ACL. I'm not saying BPC-157 is going to heal your ACL in a week. That is not, if you have that in your head, that's not the case. Is it going to speed up the process of recovery? Absolutely. Absolutely. But you would want to look at BPC more along the lines of nagging injuries or things that need repaired quicker. Certainly going to help that. But I think one of the things that gets overlooked with BPC are other potential benefits that people don't talk about that make it more desirable. For me, it's gut health. Look, when we're talking about disease, death, quality of life, there's two areas that you look at in terms of where do all diseases originate and start. One is in your cells. That would be the main component. That would be your cellular membrane and your mitochondria. But number two would be your gut. And you see more and more and more people understanding and talking about this. And so there's gut benefits there, gut health. IBS, inflammatory bowel diseases, and ulcer healing is kind of where BPC is. But anything that has to do with gut health, huge. Muscle recovery, another aspect of BPC. Not only healing, but, you know, faster muscle recovery, reduced muscular damage. And then there's research and its role in protecting against organ damage, liver, kidney damage, for example. So, and then the wound healing, that's what it was originally found for, it, speeding up wound healing, a lot of burn victims, you know, using it and things like that. So that would be your BPC 157. And then you mentioned TB 500, which is often and should be ran with BPC 157. And you, anymore, you'll see them blended together, and often utilize the same. Does it do well on its own? Absolutely. Best, though, synergistic with BPC 157 benefits, muscle growth, injury recovery, could help with possibly like flexibility, things of that nature. So what else did you bring up in what you said you had heard up there? I can't remember off the top of my head.
I think you got them all. It's just Retta, TB 500, and BPC 157. I don't really know too many about the compounds. It's a space I don't understand fully. So yeah, I haven't really done too much research, but I'm curious about the ones that you know about that a lot of people don't.
Well, I know about hundreds of them. but let's talk about some that are popular in the underground world, but maybe can't be prescribed at compounding pharmacies that we should really know about. One of my favorite peptides, N-existence, and there are a good amount of people that have heard of this one, is tesamorelin. And I like tesamorelin a lot because you have a double-edged sword with tesamorelin, because it's great for fat loss, but it's not like a GLP-1. So like with a GLP-1, when you're getting that fat loss, it's very heavy, right? But you're having a struggle keeping muscle. The last thing we want to do when we're focusing on weight and fat loss is sacrifice muscle at all, if we can, you know, stop it. I mean, if you're extremely overweight, you're going to lose some. But we want to mitigate muscle loss as much as we can, okay? Now, tesamorelin is a GHRH. That is a growth hormone releasing hormone. So what does that mean? So if you take HGH itself, that's exogenous HGH, like if you're taking synthetic testosterone, it's you're taking it from an outside source. So instead of stimulating your body to produce it, you're actually just injecting it, right? Well, tesamorelin is stimulating the release of growth hormone from your pituitary gland, but on top of that, it's increasing levels of IGF-1. So there's a lot of benefit here, and it's going to help you reduce visceral fat, improve body composition. It's going to, like I say, enhance your growth hormone production. It's going to help increase your metabolism, but it's going to, the key here, preserving muscle, all right, and then just helping with overall metabolic health. So I love tesamorelin. And the other that I wanted to discuss that is, it's really picking up steam more so now, it's called MOTS-C. So MOTS-C is categorized as an MDP, D as in dog, mitochondrial-derived peptide. So I have put a great deal of study the past few years into mitochondrial health. I took classes at Harvard at night. I'm a cellular health coach now. So I started and I partnered with a company called Timeline, who was the most well-known Urolithin A company in existence. And Urolithin A is how we stimulate mitophagy, which is the rebuilding of mitochondria. So once our mitochondria start to die, we start to die, and that's inevitable as we age. Now, we can prevent that, and that's the key. Well, MOTC is another one that plays a role in cellular energy regulation, glucose metabolism, stress adaptations. So it's synthesized inside your mitochondria, all right? And it regulates gene expression to restore energy balance, and then that protects against metabolic dysfunction. And it also has other benefits with weight loss, anti-aging, diabetes management, heart health, bone health. But when we're enhancing mitochondrial function, we're increasing our energy production. So I'm going to make this very simple to understand for people. So the mitochondria is the powerhouse of our cell. That's where we generate ATP. That's where we get our energy from. So all your energy is being produced in your mitochondria. And so when our mitochondria starts to die, they become what's called a senescent cell. So the cell dies, but it's still there. So it's floating around dead, okay? So what happens then? Well, when we have strong mitochondria, anytime that like toxins build up or anything and they start to get in the mitochondria, well, they're cleared out. Well, when the cells are dead, they fill up. Okay.
Hey, Dylan, so if you're I have to pause you for 1 sec. We are going into a break, but we'll be right back. I'll remember you of this thought. We'll be right back with more Live Better right after this.
If you didn't think skipping breakfast was a big deal, you'd be right. Before. But now, Wendy's has Buck Biscuits. We're talking sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or even the Honey Buddy Chicken Biscuit for just a buck each. Seriously, you can get all three if you want. They're just a buck. So you'll never skip breakfast again. If you're smart. Breakfast for a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in the combo while supplies last.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and we're joined by Dylan Gamelli for our last segment here. Now, Dylan, we were talking about MDP, I believe, and diving into that and mitochondrial health. If you're able to pick back up where you left off, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, so I believe that we were talking about, I was explaining about senescent cells and when the cells die, in the mitochondria. So what happens is you have a mitochondria that is dead, but it's still there. And so what happens is it starts to fill up with toxins and garbage. So imagine that you have a garbage can outside, you leave it out every Thursday or Tuesday, whatever, and they come and pick it up and empty it and you're good to go. Well, imagine that you've got that garbage can out there and it's just constantly filling up, and then it overloads. What happens? It spills out. You've got trash everywhere. You're making a mess. You're probably spreading a nasty smell, causing damage to the concrete. It's just a huge mess. So think about within your body, these toxins fill up, and they spill out. Well, where do they go? Well, it releases throughout your entire body. That's what's called oxidative stress. And that's how you start to get diseases and have all different kinds of things arise in your body. It's an imbalance between the production of reactive oxygen species or free radicals and the body's ability to neutralize them with antioxidants. So you've got these unstable molecules with unpaired electrons, and it makes them really reactive. They seek to stabilize themselves by actually stealing electrons from other molecules. And what does that mean? In simple terms, that damages cells and tissues in the process. So there are these thieves in your body trying to cause as much damage as they can. So, look at cardiovascular disease, heart disease and stroke, cancer, inflammatory disease, lung disease, neurodegenerative diseases, oxidative stress. That's what's causing it, man. So we can prevent that by stimulating mitophagy, rebuilding our mitochondria, and those cells then won't die. They'll stay alive, and we won't have these issues. We're going to mitigate the cause for disease and damage, and it's going to help us to live longer. And that's why when we look at cellular health, it's often referred to as anti-aging. Okay? So MOTC is another way that we can improve our mitochondrial health. And that's why I love it so much. And that's why it's important when we're looking at things. When you talk about steroids and you talk about SARMs, all we're looking at is how are we going to build muscle? How are we going to get big? There's no other benefit. We're not looking at expanding our life. We're not looking at improving our quality of life. In fact, we're taking from our quality of life. We're shortening our life. We're hurting ourselves. There are hundreds and thousands of peptides with multiple facets and different benefits. We can go from like what we're talking about now to something like PT-141 for erectile dysfunction, or we can look at different things like a PP-405, which is brand new, which is this breakthrough for hair loss, or we can go look at Kisspeptin, KPV, another thing for healing. We've got Solank and CMAX that are going to help with anxiety and cognitive function. So there's these wide varieties of things that I've studied and learned about that have so many different aspects of life that they can improve upon for us. And that's why I love peptides, and I'm so fascinated with them so long. So MOTC, it's not only improving what we discussed with your cellular health, but we're looking at insulin sensitivity, glucose regulation, fat loss without muscle breakdown, endurance, exercise capacity, anti-aging, stress resistance. So I love MOTC. It's just another one on my list of things that I want to educate people on more.
So did you say, and I don't know if it was just the radio that made it come off different, but did you say Moxie puts you in mitophagy, or did you say autophagy?
Mitophagy. We're talking
so
about
what's the difference?
So when mitophagy is kind of like what urolithin A does, okay? So that's where we're stimulating reproduction of your mitochondria, helping to rebuild them, so to speak, okay? So they're both cellular processes, and they maintain cellular health. And that's through like a breakdown or recycling of cellular components. But let's look at them differently. So what's the definition of autophagy? That's self-eating. So that's a fundamental process where your cells are going to break down and recycle their own components. Mitophagy is a selective form of autophagy, and it specifically targets and damages dysfunctional mitochondria. So mitophagy is just focused on your mitochondria, all right? Where autophagy is a more broad spectrum of cellular function and health.
And can't you, I don't know if you know too much about this, but isn't mitophagy also a process of hypertrophy lifting as well?
Well, yeah, because you're talking about
you get mitophagy.
Well, you're asking if you can stimulate mitophagy. Are you asking if you can just stimulate mitophagy through lifting weights? Is that what you're
like
asking?
Yes, lifting heavy weights, going to the gym like 5 times a week. Is that a possibility? I feel like I heard that somewhere. I just wanted to clarify if that's a true statement or not.
So weightlifting can, and resistance training just in general, you know, just movement or that, can stimulate some autophagy. So autophagy is going to help with removing damaged, dysfunctional cellular components. So it certainly can help, and it can help in a variety of ways. So when you look at cellular stress, so weightlifting is going to create a little bit of stress on muscle cells, and that's going to trigger like a cascade of events that can stimulate and activate autophagy, all right? So that's one of the ways that it can do it. Autophagy is also going to help then with your muscle repair and your adaptation to exercise. So it goes hand in hand. But that's something you want to do, but you've also got to keep in mind that as you age and things, it's going to take other aspects to stimulate and help. But yes, it's very important to strength train. I want to stress that to people that are listening. Strength training is one of the keys to a longer life, to longevity. I'm not saying you got to be Mr. Olympia, okay, with your bodybuilding, but you definitely want to incorporate 3 to 4 days a week of lifting weights.
So going to this then, how do you personally balance performance goals with long-term health? Because I met you at the gym. You're always in the gym. You're working hard, but you're also a very healthy guy. A lot of people don't know how to balance both of those. They're either on the one side of, you know, they just focus on food, and or some, you got the gym bro who just lifts. How do you balance it?
So I'm going to tell you, and I know we've only got a limited amount of time left, so I'll keep it brief. One of the biggest mistakes that I've ever made throughout my entire life of doing this is overtraining and doing too much and thinking that is the answer to everything. Of course you want to get in there and work hard. Of course you want to put the time in. Of course you want to be consistent, but there's a balance there. I overtrained for so many years, and it actually caused me different internal problems with bad liver numbers, bad ferritin, that's your iron storage. And it can have a mental struggle on you as well. There's a fine line to overtraining and then training properly. Okay. So one of the keys there is getting enough rest time. You also have to make sure that you are really, really focused at your diet and staying consistent on your diet. I don't mean that you have to just absolutely kill yourself, but you have to be consistent, develop good eating patterns, but also understand, like, one of the other biggest mistakes I made nutritionally was having a fear of fats and a phobia there, when those are the keys to everything and our health and actually staying leaner. And you have to pick the right ones. Non-processed things, stay grass-fed, you know, and that's a whole other topic that we could spend an entire and maybe down the road that's something we could look at, is just focused on aspects of diet. But I have really put in excessive amounts of study and time with some of the world's most respected and best dietitians that, you know, have talked about this and helped me overcome my own struggles with it. And I mean, I have thrived on the changes in diets that I've made. But diet is key to balance there, and actually to your mental stability as well, because when you're depriving yourself, you're struggling and it's on your mind all day, that clearly is taken away from other health markers. And stress causes inflammation, which causes oxidative stress, which causes diseases, which causes early death. It all goes hand in hand.
I think also having, just to add to that, having a healthy relationship with food as well, and not thinking you need to, especially if your body or like you're a lifter, you don't need to be at your leanest state all the time. I didn't tell you this yet, but I'm competing for a show actually. I'm 50 days out, so I've been at like 1,700 calories a day, other than like one refeed a week, and it is a little a task for the body. I'm definitely sore after every single lift, so I definitely need to figure out a peptide for that. But what's the first step someone should take before starting any performance enhancement or peptide protocol? And I guess what would you recommend for them? We got about 3 minutes here, and I also want to give you a little bit of time to, you know, shout out your stuff as well. So answer how you want.
So the biggest problem is people trying to do things without knowing what they're doing or studying, listening to the guy that's selling them the products, or reading a bunch of crap on Reddit, which is the worst place you could ever go for information. I just want to throw that out there. And not having any sort of grasp or understanding on what they're doing, how they're supposed to do it. It's hard to sift through information and to find people that don't have a motive, but you've got to find the right coach or at least person to advise you and guide you. And it's not just an influencer with 5 million followers. You know, that's not how it works. I may have a lot of followers too, but I don't care. I just teach people how to do things properly. And a lot of people that have a lot of followers are faking the funk. They have not a real true grasp or understanding of what they're even doing. And so sifting through that and getting the right information can be difficult. It can. I'm not telling you that I am the end-all be-all of information, because I'm not. I'm smart because I hang around smart people and they teach me and I learn from the smartest people around. And I'm smart because I know where I'm not. And I used to be a real jerk and think I knew everything. And when I realized I didn't, that's when I became successful and was able to actually help people the most.
I love it. So is there any peptide that you would say is a non-negotiable to take? I know everyone's blood work's different and, you know, everyone's health markers are different, but is there one peptide, or, you know, I guess even SARM, I highly doubt you would say, yeah, it was SARM, but any peptide that someone should just take for their overall health, like you would take like a vitamin C, vitamin D?
I do everything person to person specific, honestly, so I can't say that. I can say that there's several that don't carry a lot of side effects or risk that I'm comfortable with, but in terms of saying you have to have this, like magnesium, you know, like you have to have magnesium is a supplement you need to have, or certain vitamins, no, I can't say that you have to, or that I would say it's essential. I'm not going to go that far, but there's certainly some that would provide a lot of benefit to a lot of people. But that's very, very person-to-person specific, and I don't do that without having a full understanding of a person medically before I make those kind of recommendations. I'm very careful about that.
Well, where can they find you? And we got 30 seconds here, so you know, take us out with what
Dylan,
they can find.
Dylan Jamelli Podcast on Apple. That's the big one, and Instagram. Instagram, Dylan Jamelli Podcast on Apple. My website, dylanjamelli.com, is nearly done, and that's going to be a really, really great place to go. That should be ready at the end of August. So those are the three best places. But leave me a review on Apple on my podcast, please. It'll help me a ton.
Yeah, check out his podcast. I watched a little bit of it. There's knowledgeable stuff on there, and he has great guests on all the time. So thank you so much, Dylan, for coming on. I appreciate you taking time, and I hope you're enjoying Arizona. And we'll be right back with more Live Better after this.
Hey,
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
That's going to be a wrap on today's episode of Live Better. What an incredible deep dive this has been. I know for a lot of you listening, whether you're a longtime listener or brand new to the show, this might have been your first time hearing a truly balanced conversation about peptides, SARMs, and anabolic steroids. We really didn't just skim the surface here. We unpacked what these compounds are, and how they actually work in the body and how they can be used responsibly to support performance, recovery, and even your longevity. We've talked about BPC-157, TB-500, and a little bit about a few other ones as well. I'm not too informed on them, so I won't touch up on them, but two peptides that have been gaining attention for their ability to support tissue repair and reduce inflammation, even improve gut health. But we've also discussed the reality that while these tools have been potential, they are not magic bullets. They can absolutely help the right person in the right situation, but they can also create big problems if they're used carelessly. So without proper testing, without guidance, and without a bigger plan for overall health, you may have side effects. So make sure you take it carefully and talk to someone who really knows this stuff. And that's the point I really want to drive home as we close the day. Your health is not about chasing every new compound, new supplement, or shortcut that pops up online. It's about understanding the why behind what you're doing, having a clear goal, and putting the fundamentals in place first. Because no matter how you advance something, it will never outwork poor sleep, poor nutrition, or a lack of consistency. And you can't biohack your way out of the basics. Well, until next time, I'm Blake Byrne, reminding you that the path to a better life starts with you. Keep showing up for yourself every day. Keep asking better questions. And keep doing the work to live better every single day. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week on Live Better.